I like when I'm going downtown. I like just going through downtown. I think we have a beautiful downtown. Like, I think it's Adam Street I was driving down.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy, but I just love the buildings and the shady trees.
Oh, so you avoided the jail?
Well, I went past the jail, and then the new shipyard area, I guess.
That's going to be exciting. You know, maybe we need to have Nate Monroe come back on and talk about the shipyards.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was actually a vote going on until I saw tweets come in on
Twitter. It's like a secret vote.
Or 2 days ago.
Really?
I honestly didn't see it. I didn't even know that was going to a vote or anything.
Man, do you not go on Twitter?
Oh, I do.
Do you not look at Nate's tweets?
I do, but I just don't remember that ever coming up until I go on Twitter and I saw the tweet come up.
I'm with Mike. I just saw a bunch of unanimously approved shipyard things. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah, if Nate, if you're listening, I was following your Twitter feed and I saw it happen.
I saw his tweet of the
but I saw it before the day. He was tweeting about it before.
Aren't you prepared?
Yeah,
I saw 800 people. If Nate pops up, I'll be shocked.
Wow. Okay, Mr. Cool Bro over here.
Majority of them are.
But yes, it's going to be interesting.
He has
see
some
what
pretty. I've never met him, but he's got some pretty snappy things he comes back with. Like I like the, as opposed to natural holidays, you find out in nature or whatever.
he's a good follow if you don't follow him already. But
at Nate Monroe.
Anyway, Dimes on Duval back in action. The whole crew is here alongside Skylar Chase, Mike Yazji. I'm Keith Manzi. Welcome back, guys.
It's actually at Nate Monroe TU. Forgot the TU part.
Yeah, TU. Yeah. So we are not recording on a Tuesday. We are recording on a Thursday. That way we can all be here, and I'm glad to be because I missed you guys.
I felt lost because Keith's home office has been redecorated. Like the desk has been shifted to the right, depending on what your angle is. It's been shifted 2 feet from the wall.
Yeah, I kind of wanted a little entry to the left or to the right. I kind of like it that way, but
I had my first apartment when I moved out down in Gainesville. I had no box spring or anything, just a mattress, but
been there
in the center of the floor because I wanted, you know, I just wanted that feel and setup. I like this.
I don't think I could do the bed like that.
It was funny. It was just a mattress in the middle of the room.
Yeah, no, I like having like a, even if it's just the wall as a headboard, I kind of like having, well, like, it's like a safety net. I don't know. I like being able to touch the wall.
I get that. I felt
don't
like
look
I was
at
surfing.
Me like that, Mike.
All right.
Does your bed touch the edge of the wall or any
the
wall?
Yeah, mattress goes right against the wall.
Yeah, so don't look at me like
but
that.
I don't care that there's anything there, like it's
well,
I
that's
feel like
not
I
what
could
he's
fall
saying.
Off the bed,
that's not
bed,
what
or like someone
if
could attack me from any bed. At 27 years old, we got issues.
Someone could attack me from every angle. The monster under the bed, Mike.
Isn't that the point?
Or in the closet,
all angles available.
My closet's through my bathroom, so if he's coming from that far, I think I'd hear him. Anyway, you guys want to hear the results of the Chick-fil-A sweet tea versus lemonade?
Sure.
Who do you think won?
Well, I don't remember because I think I had phone issues.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, we...
I would have voted sweet tea, by the way, but I do like the lemonade.
I voted sweet tea.
Lemonade won? It's interesting because sweet tea won when I did it officially on Chick-fil-A's social account, but lemonade won for our votes. So thanks, fans, for voting. Maybe we'll add another poll at the end and
maybe
just make some fun out of it.
Maybe
will
we'll
Jaguars
give a
win a game this season.
Oh, well, gosh. What if we do a raffle for a gallon of lemonade or a gallon of sweet tea?
No, I don't have coupons for that. I've got coupons for other things,
well,
but I don't have coupons for that.
I'll buy the gallon.
You'll buy the gallon?
Yeah.
You heard it here on Dimes on Duval.
Skylar, will
everyone who follows is in the raffle. So follow until our next episode. We'll do a raffle during our next episode for a gallon of sweet tea or lemonade.
All right.
Okay.
Well, so wait, what is it going to be?
I don't know. We got it before the next episode.
Yeah, it's like we're going to release this episode. You listen, you follow. I mean, whoever's following.
No, they've got to do something.
Okay, yeah, we got to make it. We got to
retweet the episode link.
Retweet it or share it on Facebook.
Or, I mean, you can send it through text, just screenshot it, post it then at that point.
Bet. All right. That's a good one, Mike. I like that.
Mike and Skylar.
I mean, I meant Skylar. I don't even know. You didn't do shit. I'm sorry.
I just said
that's all you, Skylar. That's all you, Skylar.
I get called the wrong name all the time.
Anyway, okay, so we got to talk Jags here. So we already know what happened last week. We don't.
That's kind of what we do here.
It's part of the show.
you're wearing a Jags hat. Why do you like hate them so much? And still,
because they stink.
Yeah, they do. But
you're still supporting them.
Unfortunately, yes, because I'm born and raised with this damn shitty franchise.
My polo is teal, but it doesn't have a logo, so I can guarantee that they got none of my money.
I've got a Lightning shirt on, so
they've
I can't
got
say
a lot
anything.
Of my money. It's wasted. All wasted.
Don't get me wrong. They got a lot of my money, too. I want it back. But
yeah, our sweet teas that we bought.
Or, well, I was thinking, too, they should do something where your money, whatever, you get points accumulated, and then they give people tickets to London. Like, I want to go see London, but I can't afford that.
Honestly, kind of on a bucket list to go to a London game.
Oh, it's 100 a bucket list item of mine.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it kind of is fitting since they're playing in London this week. Talk about it a little bit. I mean, would you love to eat fish and chips while watching football?
I think it'd be pretty cool. I mean, authentic fish. Obviously, fish and chips is fish and chips, but like just getting it from where it originated just makes it that much better.
I definitely, like I said,
getting a cheesesteak in Philly. You know,
I really want to go to a London game. Just obviously, cost is very expensive.
We're going
to
start at Dimes on Duval GoFundMe now.
Patreon.
Patreon?
What's that?
Same concept. Yeah, oh. Basically, you give us money and we give you content. That's it. Yeah, but anyway,
support our trip to London.
With the game, Miles Jack has been officially ruled out due to his back injury suffered. This defense sucks already, as we know. I mean,
it's had bright spots.
Sure, a few here and there, but they're still not forcing turnovers, which, might I add real quickly, my bold take on our picks was the Jaguars would force two turnovers. They did, but, you know, the referees screwed us out of them.
Man.
That was hurtful. I don't want to hash on that because I know everyone, local radio, other podcasts, have already gone through all that.
That game was bad overall in all areas.
Yeah, it was just really bad. But they're really bad, and now they have no Miles Jack. So will we be able to stop the Dolphins?
Yes. I mean, well, they're going to announce the starting quarterback tomorrow. I'll know more on my opinion tomorrow. But as of right now, it's Brissett in my opinion. And I think we stopped them enough to win.
Skyler.
And,
oh, jeez.
Man.
Here comes the glass half empty.
It's cracked at the bottom. It's just dripping.
In what way has this defense shown anything that they can stop anyone?
Well, let's go back to a stretch from like Denver to Cincinnati, like the start of the Cincinnati game. I think they had a really good stretch of three and outs going on for them. I don't remember the number exactly, but they had a stretch there where they weren't allowing much. Like Arizona struggled against us for the most part.
That's true. That's the one interception we have too was in that game.
Yeah, and so I mean, you gotta look at it from the fact that we played really potent offenses in terms of Cincinnati, Arizona, Houston, not so much. Denver, but Tennessee, they have Derrick Henry. I think we did a fine job stopping him. Yeah.
We contained him. The second half, after like we were already lost the game, that's when he really took off.
We came back, essentially. It was just some crappy calls with around the goal line. We could have that touchdown. We were going to be 5 points down if that Trevor Lawrence touchdown wasn't taken back, which shouldn't have, maybe. I don't know. Like at the stadium,
it was a touchdown from watching it on television. He crossed the goal line.
Yeah.
So as for the Derrick Henry thing, Derrick Henry is a running back that will wear you down. We held them, we contained them, but over the course of the game, he will hurt you, and he did.
Yeah.
Over 100 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns.
But
that's besides the point. As for your comments about like us slowing down Arizona and Denver
Cincinnati.
We started off hot against Cincinnati, and I still thought we were going to lose. We were down 14-0. I was like, this game, we're not going to win this game.
I think
because our defense is one of them is a joke. I don't see how this defense without Miles Jack, a captain, who by the way has not played well in the last two games. I don't know if it's because of this injury or what, but he has not played well. And actually noticed him like during the game, him like leaving the field. I think the defense played a little better, but then they got exposed by Derrick Henry. But well,
one thing I know, like to bring up to Miles Jack, just to stay on that point a little bit, you know, they talked about how last year was one of his better seasons, and they took less responsibility or like took some responsibility off of him by not having him wear the green dot. This year, he's back to having the green dot. And
there was a lot of confusion with that last game of who was wearing the green dot, too. It was like Chris Claybrooks for a little while, and then somebody else had it. It was just, I think Miles Jack should be wearing the green dot.
I mean, theoretically, he should. Like, he's clearly our best linebacker, but when the thought process is like he's worried about too many other pieces, I get how that could be something that, like, he's not in the right position because he's got to go shove someone else in the right spot, and then he's like, you know,
out of position himself
so,
or something.
Yeah, I could see where it could hurt, but that's also, he's an NFL player. It's not something that should be an issue to be like, hey, you're in this player, this position, you know, work with your core, your linebackers and DBs after practice, you know, to be like, I need to make sure you guys are in position. You need to make sure you know your position so that way we're all good. And that's where the leadership comes in, where I think
there is no leadership on this team.
I know. That's where I was about to say, too. I think Josh Allen needs to step up.
Who?
You know, Josh Allen. You know, you haven't heard about him that much this year.
Him and Chaseon have been pretty much non.
Who? I mean, Chaseon had a decent game this
Chaseon,
past.
Chaseon, I'll give him credit.
Both of them had a decent game.
Chaseon had the best game of his career as a Jaguar.
He had two sacks, right?
One of them doesn't count as a sack.
Well, yeah. I'm not talking about the fake fumble, whatever.
No, yeah. I'm talking about the one where he got tackled like right at the line of scrimmage.
I don't know.
That was counted as a sack, which I don't think it should have been, but
it still counts in the book. But yeah, there needs to be some players on the defensive line stepping up. I know Roy Robertson Harris.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been hurt too. That doesn't help, obviously. Yeah.
Chaseon's had one sack, and that was last week.
Okay. Man, if we had this guy named like Calais Campbell on the team, that'd be really cool to have.
Don't.
Did you see his blocked field goal yesterday or Monday?
Stop yes. it.
I love the mayor. I'm sorry. I love him so much.
He's the best Jaguar in history.
Someone said that the Jaguars didn't deserve him. The city of Jacksonville deserved him, but not the Jacksonville Jaguars. I was like, that's so true, because we loved him so much.
He was the ultimate team player. Like, he loved that Duval chant was his favorite thing.
Yeah, they still play it. I love it. It's like, oh, man, this guy's a king.
Anyways, I don't want to take the trip down memory lane and get more sad.
Sorry. So,
but
go ahead.
I don't see the Jaguars beating the Dolphins. They have a...
No matter who the quarterback is?
Yes, I don't care who the quarterback is.
I honestly think Tua's worse than Jacoby Brissett.
Really? I don't think so.
Tua stinks.
So does Brissett, but we're still going to lose.
So you do either of them being quarterback, you don't think there's any chance we win the game?
There's a chance. I just don't see it happening.
Okay, but like...
There's always a chance. No team is going to go.
Sure. Okay, I get that. Again. But like you don't think they win with either of those two?
No, I think the Dolphins are going to win this game on Sunday.
Do you think Brandon Linder being out is a huge cause for concern?
Shally's fine. Shally's an okay
I didn't
placement.
Actually see. What is he? Okay?
I heard it was bad.
He's on IR.
Okay.
That sucks. I heard the replay. They showed the replay a bunch on TV, and it was gross looking.
Yeah, I feel bad.
You know, our receivers need to step up a little bit.
Who?
You're just an owl today,
Mike. Yeah.
No, it's because the only player on either side of the ball that has done anything good is James Robinson.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Trevor's played a little bit better, but James is the guy that this offense should be centered around, and we've been clamoring on that since week one.
Giving him six carries in the second half is not going to cut it.
It's a broken record at this point.
Urban Meyer is the biggest dumbass I've ever seen parade the sidelines as a Jaguars coach. And we've got some dumb coaches here.
Man, we had Mike Mularkey here. Jesus.
We had Gus Bradley, the clapping after every play. Gus Bradley, who cannot...
Jason Garrett.
Yeah, Jason Garrett.
They're the clappers.
Yeah, well, it's annoying. But, no, James Robinson is the key to this team. If he does not get the ball over 30 times... We're not going to win this game.
I'm still.
And I mean touches.
Yeah.
Not just carries.
And the fact that Carlos Hyde even touches the football just makes me mad.
Carlos Hyde should not be on an NFL field. There's a reason why he's been cut so many times from different teams.
There's a reason we cut him to begin with.
Exactly. It's like there's a reason Urban Meyer wants to give Carlos Hyde a chance at another NFL career.
Our backfield should be James Robinson and Laviska Shenault.
And Greg Jones.
That way Laviska Shenault could get some more touches too.
Lead block. We need a fullback.
We need a star receiver, and I cannot wait till the draft.
We need Mercedes Lewis
next year.
Hey, he had a great catch for Green Bay last week.
I miss him. I miss Calais.
We miss a lot of people, but
yeah.
Anyway, Mike, you want to hear something positive? You want to hear something to make you happy?
About what, the Jaguars?
No, not about the Jaguars.
Yeah, sure.
The Florida State Seminoles have a longer winning streak than the Florida Gators right now.
Yeah! All right. We got a streak in Tallahassee.
Two wins in a row, possibly three as we
possibly
play
four.
UMass this week, and who's, or not this week, next week, and who do we play after that?
Clemson.
Which Clemson
technically
stinks.
Is not. It's yeah. a very winnable game.
The ACC's trash. We could sneak out a win.
The top team in the 18? ACC is Wake Forest.
We were like 18-point dogs against UNC, something
yes,
like that.
18-point dogs.
That I think someone wrote an article on War Chant saying that that was like one of the biggest upsets in Florida State history.
Yeah.
Recorded history.
Well, since they started gambling, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly. I'm just like, wow, that's really sad.
I stayed away from that game, and I wish I did not.
I just want to.
It's funny, we talked about that too, and you stayed completely away from it.
Yep.
I'm a happy fan. Right. I am a happy fan, and I needed that.
So
hopefully we can get some more.
Does
wins.
This save Mike Norvell's season?
He was never going to get fired, regardless.
Yeah, no, we don't have any money to fire him. Okay. So
even if he went 0 in whatever season number is, we're still going to keep him.
I got you.
So now he'd be on the hot seat going in next year.
I was
going
to say I was going to flip the tide here. Dan Mullen, any chance he's on the hot seat if they lose to LSU?
Yeah, absolutely. If they lose to LSU, lost to them last year when they should have won.
Marco Wilson.
Yeah. You know, just the way the boot flies, or however the expression
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, that was a tough loss last year, but this year LSU's just not good.
Yeah, I mean, we're LSU going to LSU, decent. Right? We're going to Baton Rouge.
Yeah, it's in Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge, Tiger Stadium.
They're still college kids playing in a different environment, and that's essentially how LSU was able to get hype last year. I mean, we had college kids on our side who were like, Emory even said they weren't looking forward to Alabama, but they already thought it was in the bag. And when you have a whole team of college kids like that with that mentality, and then the other squad is fired up because LSU of Florida's kind of developed a fiery rivalry in the past five so years
absolutely.
Between the East and the West teams. So, you know, it really motivates another squad to kind of play at their best, even though, you know, other games, you're not going to get hyped for
It's just like Florida, Georgia, or Florida, Florida State, or Florida, Georgia every
year. Yeah, no matter who, what the record is,
you're gonna play to your your rival.
So going to LSU is always tough.
LSU schedule's coming up; they might be looking ahead. I mean, I think the writing's on the wall for them. They lost to Auburn already. They lost to Kentucky. They've got number 20 Florida this week. Then they go to Ole Miss. Then they go to Alabama. Then they play Arkansas.
I just know Ed likes being the Gators. And then the Gator, like, it's like a ritual in Louisiana to eat Gators. So I'm sure it matters a lot to the university to beat Gators.
Have you never had Gator Tail?
Oh, I've had it. I've had it at Sneakers on Bay Meadows.
So good.
Yeah, it is. It actually is pretty good.
It reminds me of clam strips.
I've never had those, so I can't.
Yeah, I've never had those either.
Oh man, I would say anti-Florida, but I guess clam is more Massachusetts. But
yeah, Gator Tail is definitely like Florida. Like,
yeah, I'll allow it.
Trash. but okay, all right. So
he's already on the hot seat too. By the way,
agreed. I think the biggest thing for LSU, the matchup itself. Is LSU's given up 154 yards a game rushing already. Mm-hmm. And Florida can run all over them, I think. I think Florida wins handily. It may, you know, maybe one of those where it's like a slow start. LSU hangs in there in the first quarter, but I think Florida pulls away.
I can see that. Yeah, I like the running game. I like when we run all over the place. And I wish the Jaguars would learn from the Gators about running, but it's good to see the Gators run, and when you have a matchup like this, hopefully they can take advantage of it and really expose LSU's weaknesses and show our strengths.
Yeah, I really think that Florida State will win this week too, you know, playing the no ones.
Who are they playing?
No, we have a bye week.
No one. We're not playing anybody.
We have a bye week. I want everyone on Florida State to get healthy because, my God, we need it. They need Jordan Travis to stay healthy. That's it. Like, if we lose Jordan Travis, then...
Is he your favorite player right now?
No. Jayshon Corbin. Treshawn Ward.
Johnson.
Jermaine Johnson.
Jermaine Johnson. He's my favorite player. The Georgia transfer. Again, I'll thank you, JJ.
Who is the one that did the Jumpman logo?
That was Ontario Wilson, I think.
Ontario Wilson, yeah.
That's probably one of the best celebrations you could do.
That was really cool, wasn't it?
I didn't even notice it during the game. I was just too hyped about a touchdown. And I see Twitter saying the Florida State receiver did the Jumpman logo. I was like, oh, that's actually hilarious.
That was really cool. So I do want to transition here to a topic that we have not touched on in many, many moons. The NBA.
Oh, I was thinking hockey.
No, none of our listeners care about that. Correction. If you care about hockey, you let me know. I will be happy to talk about it. The Kraken just officially started their first season this year.
I kind of like
Lightning lost their first game against Pittsburgh.
That was rough.
You know, whatever.
I like the Blackhawks, but it's hard to follow them when down here. So
yeah, it's always hard.
But we still have. I'm pretty sure we still have Taze and Kane.
Yeah, for like they're like 65 now. I swear they've been in the league since we were.
That's awesome. I love that.
Oh look, we just talked hockey. So
now it's talking hockey.
Going back to
time for a line change. You see that?
There you go. Tuesday, next Tuesday, the 19th, is the NBA kickoff. I just want to ask you guys, even if you don't know really the whole situation, do you think Kemba Walker plays, or not Kemba Walker, I'm so sorry, Kyrie Irving, do you think Kyrie Irving plays a game this season?
Yes.
Oh. No.
He's not passing
Do you know why I'm asking that, Scott?
The whole choice thing.
The vaccine?
Yeah, he's pro-choice.
Right. Well, Well, I wouldn't say it like that, but he hasn't gotten it because he doesn't feel comfortable with it yet. And Brooklyn, literally, they came out and said like, "Hey, you're not doing this part time schedule. You're either all in or you're all out."
That's due to the New York mandate.
Well, that's just for home games. He could have played all the away games.
Yeah, but they said,
said no.
Yeah, they want him in or out. Yeah.
Yeah. So
he'll play.
I don't, think, he does. I don't think he does.
He'll play. There's no way he's passing a $42 million or whatever he's getting paid.
He doesn't care about the money. I don't think as much.
I think he's past that too.
Yeah, he's. I think he's shown that in the past too. Like he's one of the players that speaks out on his causes and just stick with it. He doesn't care. It doesn't matter. He's playing basketball, sure, but to him, it's basketball. It's not life. Life to him is more important than basketball.
His quote saying, "This is about my life and what I am choosing to do." And he says he knows the consequences of his decision. So
I mean, it'll be interesting to see. If he does not play, he is passing up $35 million.
I think he's aware of that too.
Yeah, I literally just said he knows the consequences of his decision. He knows how much money he was going to be paid or not. I mean,
he'll play one game this season.
Is he losing any sponsorships?
Nothing's come out about that.
So
he won't lose sponsorships.
He won't lose much money.
That's grounds for losses. That's completely different.
Can he play Europe ball?
He'll play in the NBA. He just probably won't play for Brooklyn. He might get traded. You never know.
Well, okay. With that in mind, so I don't think he plays for the Brooklyn Nets this season, but I could
see. That's a better question.
Do you think he could go get traded to, say, I don't know, like Denver or something where there's not the same
Orlando?
Role and like, yeah. What are we going to give him?
I don't know.
Texas is a state like that, right?
Dallas would be interesting.
You see him with Luka?
Dallas would be interesting.
Sharing the ball would be interesting there. But again, sharing the ball right now in Brooklyn is interesting too. So
there's three players. Go from 3 to 2 because it's Porzingis is not a number two. He's a number three.
Porzingis is great. No, I'm just kidding. Porzingis stinks. But for us, as you all know, if you've listened to us long enough, Mike and I are Magic fans, and Skyler is a Chicago Bulls fan. Do you think, Skyler, I'm looking at you.
Oh,
do you think Chicago makes the playoffs?
I'm always optimistic for all my teams. I thought they were going to be a playoff team last year. And they improved in the offseason based on the NBA people I follow on Twitter, which is – I don't have any. But I can see –
Hey, you follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, but it's not like you're posting out the Bulls.
How do you know?
I can read Manzi's Magic and get some
insight. Look for an article coming soon. I actually am writing one. There you go. 4 Dimes on Duval.
Nice.
So yeah. – I think they'll be in the playoffs. I think Zach LaVine's kept taking steps forward as a player with Billy Donovan and the addition of Lonzo Ball.
I keep forgetting Billy Donovan's the coach.
Yeah, it's weird. I have
he kind of got shit on in OKC. Like,
I mean, it kind of was.
There was a lot of shit
KD
going on.
KD and
I like
Russ.
Him.
It was rough.
I think this year will be. I mean, this is a make or break year for him, in my opinion. It's a year he's going to need to make the playoffs. If he doesn't make the playoffs, then...
In a very weak East, absolutely, because... Actually, I won't say very weak. It's just kind of weak. Because
it's ass.
There's no LeBron.
Like, 2 years ago, it was terrible. Now it's like, okay.
You're only saying 2 years ago was rough because the Magic made the playoffs.
Exactly. We sucked. But yeah, like
we'll
you
always
said,
have game one victory over the Raptors when they won the championship.
There you go.
And the Bucks. And the Bucks, who did not make the championship. Yeah. But the next year. Yeah, exactly. Next year,
yeah. Back to you, Skylar. Yeah, the addition of Lonzo, the addition of DeMar DeRozan. Patrick Williams will have a year under his belt.
Alex Vuce,
yeah. Nikola Vucevic will have now like a half season already under his belt, so he'll be ready to play this year. God, I miss him so much, but I really think, yeah, Chicago will make the playoffs.
I like Patrick Williams, too. He was kind of fun watching spurts. Like, I obviously don't get to watch him a lot, but yeah, he looks really explosive for someone his size.
What school did he come from, Skyler?
You already know. Why you have to ask?
I just want to hear you say it.
I don't know how to spell.
Okay. For anyone that doesn't know, from Florida State, who is turning into a basketball school. But maybe with football,
start turning into
up.
A basketball school.
With football on the come,
because football stinks. So,
that would be a interesting episode to talk about. Well, once March Madness or college basketball rolls around,
we should have won 2 years ago.
Stop! Don't do it. We're sticking with the Magic now. The Magic will not be making the playoffs, but they will win more than what 22.5 games.
Yes, that is the current line in Vegas.
They will win more than 22.5 games.
Let me see what the Bulls is.
While Mike pulls that up,
is it like 28? What do you have to get? No, you have to go. More. What's 500 again? It's like they play 81 games, right? So you got to go 40
and 82 or 81.
So 41.
They changed the schedule this year.
That's what I thought.
Am I wrong?
That was NFL.
No, I know they did. No, that was hockey. That's what they were talking about.
So either way, they're going to be 41 wins is where you need to get.
Oh, so it's per the so for the betting lines. It says 80 games must be played for it to count.
I think 39. 82
game format. So I guess maybe for COVID situations, I don't know.
But yeah, or some
Chicago's
sort of
line is currently 43.5 wins is the line. So over under 43.5.
Interesting.
What do you think, Skyler?
I think they.
Last year they won 38.
Oh.
I think.
So. Let's see.
Let me see what the
you
Bulls
said they won 38 last year.
Last year, that's, oh no, I'm sorry, 31. I was
31, 31. Okay, yeah, that's a big jump. 12. I feel like 12 games is a big jump.
I mean, you think those players added will bring enough to?
Remember, they added. They have more games this year than last year.
So I mean, I can see 40, 41. That's where I'm hovering around.
I mean, that's right there. That's why they picked that line. I'm sure.
Last year there was 72 games. So.
Yeah.
So 31 out of 72.
That was last year.
We'll have
year,
to
yeah.
do a schedule dive off air. We'll go through the whole schedule and see
the numbers
games.
Are in my head right now, and they're just there.
You know what I didn't realize? And I'm just going to double click just to make sure.
Careful.
James Ennis is still on the team?
He got signed recently.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
God.
I'm pretty
Why?
Sure he just got signed.
Why?
Who's James Ennis?
Why?
A small forward that stinks for the Magic.
I think he just got re-signed. I know the Magic signed someone recently that was a former player.
No, that was Etuan Moore.
Oh, another wasted signing.
Not at this point in his career. He went on to have a great career, honestly. As a journeyman, just
in Orlando,
decent backup guard.
In Orlando, he sucked.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But
everyone sucked in Orlando. Vince Carter sucked in Orlando.
Vince Carter
Jeff Green sucked
Vince
in Orlando. Serge Ibaka sucked in Orlando.
Vince Carter wasn't bad. It's just because he was... traded for what's his face, Turkoglu, and we were just so hyped with Turkoglu.
Yeah, no, Vince Carter did not put up good numbers in Orlando.
Yeah, but he's
like comparatively to everywhere else in his career.
Oh,
especially
yeah,
the post
he was on the decline
where he went back up.
He was on the decline.
Yeah, but he still played better after he left.
Yeah, I don't
I mean,
know
he didn't play great in Phoenix, but he played great in Dallas. He played great in Memphis.
That's because they knew his role. He wasn't supposed to be a starter. He was more of a fifth option, fourth option.
And
that's
great,
coaching.
We got him right in the middle, and that fucking sucks because we sucked for it. But, God, stop. Now I'm just getting mad.
Courtney Lee, I hate you.
Keith's mad minute.
Yeah, we
Keith's
brought in
cranky something. I don't know what the word for minute is.
Keith's cookie.
Bringing in Robin Lopez. Which is just a nice veteran presence.
The funny thing,
great hair,
Robin Lopez, and stuff the mascot.
Yeah.
The rest of the year.
For those of you that do not know, the mascot for the Orlando Magic, Stuff the Dragon, he and Robin Lopez have been going back and forth for years. whatever team he was on, he would always just make him funny. And I remember one specifically, if I find it, I'll link it into the show description, but it was like, Stuff has a sign that says, smile
if you smile. Farted.
And then like he smiles and he pulls down the bottom of the sign. It's like, if you farted or if you're ugly or something like that. And then Robin Lopez grabs the sign, throws it at him and chases him around.
Do you think
it's just fun?
In game one, they do like a ceremony where they like become best friends.
No,
I think they already did something actually.
I saw like they like almost like apologized, like a apology type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now that he's on the team, do you think that's what's going to be the case?
We don't know. I don't know. But it's going to be a long season. Isaac and Fultz are still coming back from injury. I really think, though, once they come back, we're going to start winning some games.
I hope so.
We're gonna beat that
22.5.
22.5, bro. I'm saying like 25 wins.
To watch the Bulls, you're saying play? We barely get the 22.5.
What's that?
Are we going to go down to Orlando to watch the Bulls play?
That's the same weekend as the Falcons game here in Jacksonville, so no.
By the way, that week, 28th of November, there will be a sim out at TIAA Bank Stadium. If you want to hit on
golf sim, guys,
a party in anywhere powered by Coastal Indoor Golf, Golf Simulator.
Get out there and swing a club.
Where was that?
By the Dreamfinders gate, by the like right in front of the house.
Oh, I entered a different gate, so I didn't see that on Sunday.
You got to walk around the stadium.
I'm not walking on the lower concourse. Absolutely not.
Where was it, Skylar?
So I think it's gate one where the Dreamfinders house is, like at the Mount Model home.
I came through gate one. I didn't see it.
You did well. Pull up Party Anywhere Instagram, and you'll find the
PARTEE. For those of you that are wondering,
you'll find the exact location. I believe it's to the if you're facing the Daly's place. I mean, it's a big.
That's
place.
The side where we took the picture, right?
Well, we took it. No.
We were at the base of the escalators. No, yeah. Right by Daly's place, so not right there.
Well, it's not quite in the middle. Like the escalators are in the middle, but.
We took the escalators like down right there by Daly's place.
Oh, so I just
place.
Pulled up the Instagram. It is actually right by Daly's place. Where they set it up. So it was on the other side of the house. Gate four.
The model home is right there. Yeah.
So it was on the other side of where I came in. Okay, that makes more sense.
You went through the gate that has like the house archways.
I don't remember.
No?
I don't remember. I walked in the left. I don't remember.
Dreamfinders.
Regardless, you don't have to bring your own clubs. You just show up. You get how many swings?
I don't know. It depends on how much money you give us.
Oh, yeah. See? More money, more swings. Show off how far or how well you can hit a golf ball.
Prizes for the closest.
Do we want to wrap this up with another little game ball of the week. Never mind. Because it's been too long.
Oh, no.
We have to wrap it up with keys to the game since we haven't won a game yet. The keys for the Jaguars to beat the Dolphins. Skylar, you go first.
I
already know what yours is.
Well, oh, you already know?
Oh, I mean, you said last week is the same every week.
Well, technically, yeah. But in this scenario, there is one extra key to this lock. It's beating the jet lag. I think there's our staff has better preparation for this London game. Like, obviously, our coaches have not done this, and we have
I was
going to
say,
players.
What staff other than Warhop has been on the team?
I'm talking the staff that actually handles the actual, what's the word?
The logistics
of the travel. Yeah. So that staff knows when the team should be in London, how to, you know, get the team used to the time change and stuff. We've seen different teams have different complications and problems with how they travel. Some teams travel the day before and just do that. I mean,
it's wild.
I think it's the Cowboys that did it, like similar to that. It was like maybe not the day before, but
it had to be Friday. That's the only explanation.
Yeah, it wasn't, but it wasn't like they got in a week in advance. Like I imagine the Jaguars. I don't know. I didn't keep up, but I'm sure they're already in London.
They left today, I think.
Yeah. So I mean, it's kind of not that soon. I don't know. I guess that's not too bad. But our staff within that area, that realm, they have better logistics. So I think that could be one key to the James Robinson key. Yeah.
And James Robinson. Gotcha. Yeah. Mike?
You go.
I go? All right. Make a field goal.
Damn it. I should have gone. That was going to be mine.
We've not made a field goal. We stink.
I think we're going to go ball for two. The uprights. Go for two every time now.
Honestly, I wouldn't be mad if we did that.
In London, it's weird. We're going to be like the crappiest kick. Like, we're going to have. There's so many kickers in London because they have so many soccer teams there. And England has all these soccer teams. Like, why don't we sign someone from the squad just to kick right now?
Just for the game?
Yeah. And then Logan Cook. Logan Cook might be out. I don't know. He just had a baby. Is he traveling with the team?
Oh, good for him. He's like our MVP. He's like the only guy who's actually pretty decent besides James Robinson.
We're going to have to go for it on fourth down instead of punting and go for two each.
What is it? The high school team that would go for it every fourth down? They would onside kick every single time?
I think that coach now does Division III or two of football.
Yeah, he's in D2, I think.
His first game, he won like 63 to something, 63 to little.
It's like, wild.
And so it's clearly working. I don't know the score.
Not a lot of score. I get it.
Yeah. So,
I think we just need to kick and make field goals to win this game.
Yeah, Mike, you take the points given to you.
Your face just is.
You suck. I was hoping
you'd change it up. You said go first. Like,
yeah, it was on me, but whatever.
All on you, brother.
The only way the Jaguars are going to beat the Dolphins is if they bring a damn pass rush. We have not had a pass rush all year. We had three sacks last week against the Titans. Whoop-de-doo. The Jets had seven on them 2 weeks ago. We need to get after Tua or Brissett or whoever the third-string quarterback is. I don't know who it is. We need to get after. That's the only way the Jags are going to beat them. If the Jags get more than four or more sacks on Sunday, they'll win.
You know what's funny? It's like you want them to have a pass rush, but it's more like they'll pass on the rush. Thanks.
Yeah, we're good. Appreciate it. Literally, thanks for the offer, but
4-year-olds would cause more chaos in the backfield than our pass rush.
Come on now. Those are 300-pound offensive linemen blocking those 4-year-olds.
Yeah, they might seriously injure them.
Crawl under their legs. Simple.
I could just reach down and pick them up, you know?
Yeah, but the 4-year-old, I'd love to say that's holding, pound, isn't it?
You think a 4-year-old's got a swim move or something?
Oh, but they can spin around.
Look at the athleticism on this kid right here. He's got the light up Skechers. He's going down the
field.
He's
got the pull ups. He's got everything going for him.
Wow, he's 4-year-old pull ups. That's a late bloomer.
My key to the game is generate a pass rush.
When did you stop wearing pull ups?
I don't know, but I was past that.
Okay, let's get back on topic here.
We are talking about shit, right? With the Jaguars. Like,
hey-o. I mean, wait, okay.
I did sit in a car seat until fifth grade because my grandma was like really cautious about that.
And isn't that the recommendation anyway?
Yeah, because of the height. But like when you're in fifth grade and safety patrol is also fifth grade and they're opening the doors for you.
That's awkward as hell.
Does not care about safety at all. Anyways.
Mike was in the front seat, right?
Yeah, probably. As soon as I turned probably 13, didn't care in the front seat. Wow. Maybe. I don't remember.
I was not allowed to do that.
I don't remember. Anyway, but the key to the game, I think, if they get a pass rush, get 4 or more sacks on Tua and or Brissett, because who knows if both of them will be playing, they will win the game.
What was Tua's injury? Was it an arm?
I thought it was
shoulder,
leg. Or but I could be wrong.
Because I mean, if he's immobile, then I could see them wanting to go Brissett more. But it's not like we have been doing much with the pressure and stuff.
Yeah, Tua's injury per Rappaport was a rib injury.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so maybe he'll want to like protect himself and stay in the pocket.
Yeah, and so I mean, it depends on if they want
to
be.
Mike's just shaking his head. Mike has chalked this up as an L. I can't wait to see his game prediction. If you don't,
by the way, he said if we lose this game, we lose every game. Did he not?
No, I said if we lose this game, I don't see a victory coming at all this year.
Okay, so follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to find our predictions each week. Because we are on a terrible roll.
Well, I'm always going to be winless.
Exactly. Mike, say that one more time.
If the Jaguars do not win this upcoming Sunday against the Dolphins, I do not see a chance. I don't see a great chance of them winning a game. They have three opportunities, though, against the Dolphins this week, the Falcons, and the Texans.
Not the Jets?
No.
Nope.
Okay, so going through.
But the Falcons just beat the Jets, and we got a chance to beat the Falcons.
And the Jets beat the Titans, and we just got smacked by them.
We didn't get smacked.
Yes, we did.
Well, there was a lot of factors in that, but anyway, we still lost the game. It doesn't matter, an L is an L. So Dolphins, you already said. Seahawks with Geno Smith at the quarterback?
No, they've got too many weapons. You're really Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf are going to torture our secondary, even with Geno Smith.
Defense isn't very good.
Have you seen our offense?
I'm just saying.
Our offense isn't like horrible. It's just misguided.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that's
we haven't scored more than 21 points in a game. So, Bills, hell no. And not the Colts, not the 49ers, not the Rams.
You don't think we beat the Colts once?
No. Not with this team? No.
Not once.
I think we can beat. I think we can beat the Jets. I think we can beat.
Yeah. Okay. So, but with us losing to Miami, I think we'd fire Urban, then we'd have an interim coach. So you think even with the interim coach,
interim changes things?
Okay. Back up real quick. So we lose against the Dolphins. We keep losing. Like, let's just preemptively say we lose every game for the rest of the season.
Jesus Christ. Awesome.
At what point is Urban fired?
After Miami.
After which loss? After Miami? Yeah. This week, you think?
Yeah. I think just because he doesn't like to travel with the team, you give him a long travel of his own.
Do you think he actually stays in London instead of coming back with the team this time?
I don't know. Are there any hot chicks in London?
I think the only reason he stayed in Ohio is he's got Ohio hoes, you know?
Yeah, he's just... You really think after the Dolphins, Mike? You agree?
No, he's staying at the end of the year.
Well,
even if they go 0-17?
Yeah. Khan's committed to worse.
No, I mean, I think...
I can't buy that. I don't know.
With everything that's happened, I think he's gone after this week if he loses. And I think...
So you're saying, okay, if we lose to Miami, you say he stays past the bye week.
I
know where Skyler is. He's saying after Miami. Is
that the bye week right after that?
After, yeah. We have a bye week always. After Miami.
Do we have another bye week?
No, just one bye week in the NFL. College is two.
I wasn't sure if they changed it with this. Okay, yeah. So then, yeah, I'd say during the bye week. Yeah,
I think
let me back that up. I think it is more likely that he gets fired if we lose the Dolphins game after the bye week or during the bye week than him staying to the end of the year if we lose every single game.
I think it's vice versa. I think he stays to the season.
That's just that to me. That's more ridiculous. I mean,
have you met our owner?
I actually have a little bit. I asked him to if I could touch his mustache. He said no, and then he signed an autograph and drew a mustache and said, "May the power of the stash be with you."
You did not ask him.
Yes, he did. You don't remember that story?
No, I do not remember that.
It was during the Mike Mularkey press pep rally. I got his autograph, Tony Baselli's, Mike Mularkey's.
Three jackasses. Nice.
But, yeah, I met him.
I hate Baselli.
He has bestowed the power of the stash upon me, and I can grow amazing mustaches now.
I mean, true. You've got amazing facial hair.
Anyway, so you think that...
Let me compliment him.
So you both think that if we lose to Miami, Urban Meyer is gone after this game.
I think, yeah.
I don't. I just think it's more likely than your situation where you last to the end of the year.
I think
somewhere down the line during the middle of the season, so like, after he wins like 0-12 or something, they're like, all right, dude, you suck.
0-12.
Or he does something to F himself up,
like, what?
And then
like,
we fire
go
him.
To another bar.
Yeah, like we lose, like, I don't know, where's the Jets?
Well, no, I got it. I know which game is going to happen. If we lose this game, he will get fired after we lose to the Texans in week 15. Because we'll be 0-15 or 0-14. And then we still have three games left. That's time for an interim coach to really get shit going if you want to keep that job.
So
same thing. Actually, that'd be perfect too because then we play the Jets the next week. So usually, you know, the Odell Higgins, you know, that vibe where like, the interim coach comes in, you're hyped to play for this new guy because you hate the old guy, and then we go out and beat the brakes off the Jets.
I think that is the if we are winless still by week 15 after we play the Texans, we'll be 0-14. Urban will be gone. He does not last the year. That is my prediction.
Is this our poll right here?
That's why I think if he loses to Miami, you get rid of him in the bye week because you can't go 0-14.
Honestly, the more I'm thinking about it, Mike's right with how our owner's delusional.
I get that. I understand that. But also, there's the factors of what Urban's done, and now with how Gruden's handled his situation. Like, yeah, he took
the limelight off of good old Urbs.
But, you know, Shad said, came out publicly, like, it was probably the right thing for Gruden to resign. I hope there's some emails from Urban Meyer.
Some
shade of Urban to my belief.
Shade from Urban to Mike. What?
I don't know where you caught that. I was saying,
I heard Mike. I don't know. Maybe
I thought I heard Mike, too.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I was confused. Anyway, but I think if it doesn't happen this week after the bye week, and it is not happening until week 15. Against the Texans, after we lose to the Texans. If we lose to the Texans, 0-15, sayonara, Urmeyer, see you in China. Or Japan. I don't know.
Not in Japan.
Sayonara.
Sayonara? Is that the end of the show right there?
I guess.
All right, you got something. See y'all next week.
No, I think that was a good one. Thank you guys for tuning in once again to another episode of Dimes on Duval, brought to you by Coastal Indoor Golf. Alongside Skylar Chase and Mike Yazji, I'm Keith Manzi. We'll catch you later.
Love you, Trevor Lawrence.